You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many young people, moving out and into that first apartment, dorm, or shared house is a rite of passage, often one of the first signals of adulthood. And getting to set it up in your own style with no parent intervention is often the dream. But for foster youth, that transition period can be difficult, especially if you have little support. Securing housing, paying rent, and utilities may be all that you can afford. That's where Make It Happen Yolo County comes in. The nonprofit provides under-resourced youth moving out on their own with furniture, appliances, household items one might need to outfit a small apartment. They recently received a grant to increase their outreach, and they join us during Foster Care Awareness Month to explain what furniture poverty is and how they step in to help. Jan Judson is the co-founder of Make It Happen for Yolo County, and Kathy Schmidt is their executive director. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Jan, I want to start with you. You co-founded this organization. What need did you see to have Make It Happen happen?
I am a retired nurse practitioner, Vicki, and I would often see during my practice, I would see foster youth coming in occasionally with parents, and sometimes there seemed to be a real disconnect. So, not always, but sometimes. So, I kept mentioning to my kids and my family that I wanted to get involved with foster care. So fast forward, I volunteered with a couple of organizations around foster youth and became aware of the fact that while there were resources, although limited, for housing, clothing, education, there was nothing that existed to help them furnish homes in older foster youth once they got them. So we initially started informally in 2012 with a former board member, Elliot Jones, who was a YOLO CASA volunteer, and he had an older youth that was exactly in this situation. And we just sort of started by word of mouth, put items, donate items in his garage. We officially became a 501c3 in 2014 and developed storage units in Davis, and we have evolved since then.
That's incredible. I mean, you've been at it now for over a decade. You've helped hundreds of transitional age youth. Is there any other kind of organization or nonprofit like this in the area?
Not in Yolo County. Not in Yolo County.
Hmm. What is the criteria when someone needs these services? How does one become eligible for Make It Happen in Yolo County? Kathy?
Hi. So we serve a population between the ages of 16 and 24. We call them transition age youth, TAY. They need to have a connection to Yolo County. They need to not be receiving duplicate services, which essentially don't exist in Yolo County, from another organization. And they need to come to us from a partner as a referral. And they don't necessarily have to be former foster youth. They can be anybody that really is under-resourced in Yolo County. We are absolutely there and prepared to help them.
Can you give us some just common essentials that you provide in the last 10 years to help us visualize, you know, someone's, you know, apartment or room and helping furnish it?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So we offer 100 different items, and the items will fully furnish a one-bedroom apartment. So literally everything you need in the kitchen, bathroom, living space, and bedroom. And then more recently, and we solicit feedback from the clients we serve, and they indicated to us that transportation is a barrier for them. So a couple of years ago, we also added bikes, locks, helmets, and lights, which have been enormously important to the youth we serve.
And you're the executive director. How did you become connected with this nonprofit?
So I have a really good friend that was working with Make It Happen. She knew that I was also looking for an opportunity, and I had certain criteria. And she said, I think this might be actually the fit for you that you're looking for. So that's how I found my place.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people are going to be learning about the term furniture poverty for the first time in this conversation. You know, often we don't think about those essential items in the home when thinking about housing. How might it show up for folks who are just hearing about it for the first time? What would you like people to better understand about furniture poverty?
Furniture poverty was also a term that I wasn't very familiar with either a few years ago. I think it is better known in Europe, but becoming increasingly aware here, furniture poverty is basically defined as the inability to access, to maintain, or to have essential household items that help make a functional, safe, and healthy home. So those are items, again, as Kathy mentioned, that we provide. So things like a bed to sleep in, cookware to prepare food, a dining room table and chairs, plates, glasses, silverware to eat the food on. If I might give a very quick story to illustrate this, 2 days ago, we helped a delightful client who came to our, we have storage units. Davis, we don't have a physical office, so we use our storage units. And we have about six of them. And he came with his caseworkers. He was a 19-year-old young man who had previously been unhoused for the past 3 years. So not only was he moving into his own place, but he was moving from not having a place at all. It wasn't like he was going from a parent's home to his own. He was going from the streets to having a home. So he had gotten an apartment, and there was absolutely nothing in it. He had nothing to sleep on. He had nothing to cook with. He had no towels in the bathroom. So we were able to provide him with just about everything. We have what we call a wish list of the items we provide. As Kathy mentioned, I think there's 100 or a little bit over. And he requested and was able to take most of those, including the bike. And he was very excited about that. So that's kind of an illustration of the situation that many of our clients are dealing with.
And I mean, the benefits that you're talking about, of course, having a bed is, it makes it easier to have like a good night's sleep, having utensils or things to eat with food. I mean, that's all obvious, but the benefits of this extend far beyond, you know, inside your home, inside your apartment. I mean, I would think it also just helps set someone up for success in life when they're just kind of starting out in adulthood.
Exactly. Kathy has calculated that we are probably saving youth when we provide them with these things. And in our furniture, much of it is donated from the Yolo County community. So we are not necessarily purchasing it, although we have had to do that in recent years as the number of youth we serve expands. We figure we're saving them probably about $2,800 and providing them with, if they're not cooking at home, they're out buying food. So that's further financial. Plus, as Kathy mentioned earlier, transportation is a very big issue. So if they were to be able to get a sofa from somebody, they have no way to transport it. If they did have a car, usually our clients don't, but if they do, it's not going to fit a sofa or a living room chair or a bed.
Yeah.
So we are able, that's the transportation. And I also think we know that it gives them a sense that we hear them, we see them, we respect them, and we want to help them. So it's a community support as well. It gives them some agency and some dignity.
I mean, I think about the first time I moved out and I got hand-me-downs from, you know, my parents.
Exactly.
People help me move, you know. There's someone with a truck, you know, who donates their time.
That's right.
And yeah, of course, it's very helpful, but it also feels so good that you have other people taking care of you.
That's right.
It's the community, right? Yep. And we're very grateful. We have a tremendously supportive Yolo County community.
Kathy, before you learned about Make It Happen Yolo County, I mean, were you aware of furniture poverty?
No, I really wasn't. And I think, like most of us, you know, who have raised children or were young and on our own, we sort of had that network. To what extent we utilized it, we sort of knew we had it, and it was our fallback position. So when I became aware of them and I understood the population they're serving and the fact that these are you know, people that are trying to transition into adulthood and navigating that time, which is a very complicated time, it became really obvious that this was something that we could provide that was going to make a huge impact for them.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Jan Judson and Kathy Schmidt from Make It Happen Yolo County about their nonprofit's work with foster youth starting to live on their own. In addition to furniture, I mean, that's a key piece to your nonprofit. You also do get involved in advocacy for foster youth. I mean, just talk to us a little bit about some of the issues that these young people are facing that, you know, maybe a lot of us aren't aware of.
A couple of years ago, we became involved with a group called the John Burton Advocates for Youth, or JBAY is the acronym. And they're an incredible organization based in the Bay Area. And
we've had them on the show.
Oh, great. Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, so they, in response to, it was a couple of years ago when Governor Newsom was needing to really balance the budget and make some pretty severe cuts. And there were several programs that directly affected foster youth that were on the chopping block. And JBAY organized a group of over 100 California nonprofits to react to that. And we were one of them. And it was ultimately very effective. I mean, they preserved the funding for those programs. There were three specific ones that I'm thinking of that were very important around stipends and financing for housing and living expenses for foster youth. We testified before the state Senate, the Assembly. We wrote letters. We organized people. We had articles. And so that is one way we do it. Another way is that we have created a network of local partnerships. Our goal is helping our youth. And so we, for example, partner with other Yolo County organizations like the Yolo Crisis Nursery. We have young parents. They need the respite care. They need the resources. Sometimes our clients are victims of domestic violence. So we partner with Empower Yolo. Yolo CASA, we mentioned previously, we get a lot of referrals from them. The CASA volunteers have transition age youth, as Kathy mentioned, and we get many referrals from them. We work with the county social workers. They have a transition age youth unit in Yolo County, referrals from them. So that's another way to advocate, is to provide resources and let them know that they are out there and we can help them with that.
How are you funded?
Well, we don't receive any state, federal, or county funding. So we rely exclusively on personal donations, and we write a lot of grants. And fortunately, there are organizations within Yolo County that have helped us and through grant writing. But we're if you go to the website, you can also make a personal donation.
you recently received a grant to increase your reach. Tell us about this grant and what the funds will be used for.
Yeah, I think you're maybe mentioning the Walter S. Johnson grant.
Yes, Walter S. Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we received a $20,000 grant, and it's really, it was sort of a pivotal moment for us because the criteria of the grant was sustainability. And it made us have to take a little bit of a look at how are we going to sustain what we're doing and continue to grow. And our growth has been fairly significant over the last several years. So we decided that we needed to use that grant to really try to develop some corporate sponsorships and corporate partnerships and also to build our foundation so that when we add more volunteers, when we add more programs, we have the ability to manage that effectively. So,
you know, as we all know, cost of living is such a challenge for so many people. A lot of people are doing more with less, essentially. Has that trickled down to the type of support that you're receiving? Is that a challenge for nonprofits? And have donations changed in the last, you know, year or so? I mean, is it something that concerns you?
Well, I think it's very much a challenge. I think we were a little bit fortunate that because we didn't have any federal or state funding, it didn't impact us when that went away. So a lot of our partners are suffering from that. We managed to sort of dodge that bullet, but the effort to continue to increase our funding to continue to serve a larger population is on our minds every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, of course, can donate. How else can people get involved? Can they donate furniture, volunteer? What other ways can people get involved with Make It Happen?
So we have on our website, and we're currently upgrading this a little bit, and but we do have volunteer positions. We are a majority volunteer organization. We initially were all volunteer until 3 years ago, and we're so grateful that Kathy joined us. So volunteering would be wonderful. We really need people with strong backs and a passion for helping to do youth move-ins, because when the youth comes to our storage units to pick out items, we deliver them to their homes. And that can get kind of heavy sometimes with the sofas and the dressers and that sort of thing. So we would welcome anybody that is interested to reach out to us. We have a information line and contact information on our website. Monetary donations are very, very much appreciated. We are very interested in corporate partnerships. If there was a business that has a connection or a passion for foster youth and under-resourced youth to help them, we would love to talk with them about ways to be involved. And I think that's kind of it.
Yeah. Where do you largely get your furniture from?
Yeah, historically, all of our furniture was donated from the community, and it was amazing what we were able to receive and were able to support. But in the last few years, what we've noticed is the youth that we served is outpacing the donations we're receiving. And we are selective about those donations because we're outfitting a very small space. So we want the youth to have the proper size furniture. We want it to be in really good condition. And we want them to be able to take it with them when they go. So we are a bit selective. What we found more recently is because the number of youth have outpaced the donations, we've had to buy more items, which is another reason why our ask has gone up. Yeah.
You know, finally, I mean, you just mentioned that, you know, the need is outpacing what you can provide. I guess, like, helping like hundreds of people in the last like decade is amazing. That must, I guess, kind of motivate you to want to continue doing this work, knowing that that need continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. The need is great. And it just, if I might just mention very quickly, furniture poverty is not only an issue for the population that we work with. We often get asked if we could please provide furniture for adults moving in who are under-resourced as well. And unfortunately, we can't. We have a limited capacity. We have to be true to our funders. But the need is just huge for this issue.
Well, Kathy and Jan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And sharing the important work that you do. Kathy Schmidt is the executive director of Make It Happen Yolo County, and Jan Judson is the co-founder and board member. Still ahead, if you're struggling with that next chapter of your life, we'll learn about a couple of workshops to help teens and adults recalibrate to find clarity and purpose at any life stage. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.